The opinions of the Mixed Babble podcast is the opinions of the hosts and the guests alone. We are not medical professionals. If you need medical advice, please speak with your doctor or a medical professional for guidance and treatment. Listener's discretion is advised. Explicit language and topics may be covered and used. Thank you. Hi guys, welcome to Mixed Babble. My name is Joni Brown. I am in the middle of the end of the world. What are you guys up to? Everything from the day-to-day bullshit, positive quotes that inspire me, books that I'm currently into, music that I'm obsessed with, or just whatever comes to mind. Let's get into it. So I've actually never done the podcast drinking.
Oh.
So this will be interesting.
If things go downhill, we know why.
So we're going to go ahead and let everybody know that that's what's happening right now. So today is Saturday and we are celebrating your birthday and my birthday. Early for me, late for you.
Yes, yes. Happy birthday to our old asses.
So, hey guys, this is Joni Brown with Mixed Babble, and today I have Brittany Brown, no relation, here with me.
Yes, hello, hello.
Welcome back.
Good to be back. It's been a couple months.
It has, and I'm really excited about today because, obviously, we've been drinking. And
margaritas.
Yes, margaritas. But hopefully our audio, I'm going to say our volume, but also our audio is somewhat better.
We'll probably get louder as the podcast goes on.
I'm sure, because I'm already like giddy because I haven't drank in months because I've been like trying not to drink because of the whole pregnancy thing and like all that. So our fertility thing. And of course, I don't want my fertility specialist to think like I'm an alcoholic.
Right.
So, haven't really been drinking, and today, so I'm definitely a lightweight, I'm sure, because I have not been drinking.
That makes two of us.
I had one margarita today at lunch and with you, and it's like, I can feel it.
I had two on my birthday, which was on the 10th, and I felt pretty good after that. Went to the beach and was pretty buzzed, to say the least.
Yeah, I relate. So, and right now we have a margarita to our left, your left and my right. And so, yeah, if you're into ASMR and that, you know, slurping and stuff, you might get your fix today. You're welcome. But again, this is Joni Brown and this is Mixed Babble. So I think we are kind of giving you that introduction already, babbling and shit. But Brittany, I told you that I'm so excited about this because
I'm so nervous
because I told you that I was going to put together some questions for you, and you have no idea what these questions entail.
No idea.
So I'm so happy. You know what? I have a weird thing with enjoying making other people uncomfortable.
Okay.
But not in a like they want to kill themselves type of way. More like. Like, they're having a good time, but they are still a little bit, like, blushing or whatnot, you know?
Yeah, you'll probably get that today from me.
So you want to jump right in?
Let's jump in.
All right. So I have some questions that I put together. And I, you know, it's always nice to get your perspective and also mine. Because I feel like when you do the back and forth, you get to learn a little bit about each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't want you to feel like you're the only one on the spot. So I'm going to be vulnerable, too.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. So. I know. I'm already like laughing at my first question.
Help.
How does it make you feel to know that people are probably masturbating to your modeling pictures?
You know, it's funny you ask this because this is something I actually do think about. And at first it creeps me out. But now I just kind of, it just comes with the territory, I've told myself.
Or you're like, let me just do this even more sexy because That means more masturbation.
No!
What is the level of masturbation? How many dicks am I going to get for this pick?
Oh, yeah. See, and, like, I'm always, like, make sure there's not, like, anything peeking out. Like, I want a nip slip.
That's how you know you've made it, when the dicks are whipping out.
Right.
No, I actually, when I worked at the jail, mm-hmm. I saw a lot of dicks. Uh-huh. So I'm pretty desensitized to people whipping their dicks out. Don't get any ideas or encouragement from that, but I...
That's not an invitation.
Right. I still may shoot you, but no.
She's not kidding. She literally has many guns.
Yeah, I will for real shoot you. But no, like, that's something that I am surprisingly numb to, is people doing that kind of shit, because I've had to witness it firsthand in person.
Okay. All right. So I obviously don't model, but I can only imagine that. I mean, guys are weird. So
yeah,
I'm sure.
And girls. And girls.
Listen, I was listening to a podcast. And I think I've said that like 800 times to you today, because that's literally what I do. That's what I do. When I'm at work, I listen to podcasts. And I was listening to My Favorite Murder. And one of the things that someone had written in about, it was their hometown murder. And it was the Swiss cheese, like, bandit, I think is what they called him. And it was a guy that would whip his dick out and, like, put Swiss cheese on it and, like, masturbate.
What?
Yes. So guys will literally masturbate to anything. So even though,
oh my God.
Even though I do not model, I can imagine that maybe that's a possibility. I'd like to think I'm a somewhat decent looking person. And I really don't give a fuck. Do you. I don't know about it. What happens in the privacy of your own home, just...
Don't tell us about it.
Yeah. There's that.
I have gotten Snapchats of people... doing
unsolicited
that.
Dicks.
Yeah. Awesome. And that I was infuriated by, so.
Okay. So let's take a beat. Penises aren't very attractive.
No.
Like, they're not. Some look like they have turtlenecks. And some do not. But they're all not very...
They're all equally ugly.
Yeah, they're... I don't know. I mean, some women love the way they look, and that's cool.
I don't care who you are, what you say. Dicks are not attractive. Like,
I mean, if it's like if it's a dick you like, yeah. Then you're like, okay, that's cool.
But you know what the dick can do,
right? But just like random dicks.
Yeah, like that's not.
I love that we just went right for the dicks. Like, question one is all about dicks. And I feel like we're going to get lighter as the conversations go on. So maybe we should have saved that for the end.
Yeah.
But we're coming in full speed with
coming
the dicks.
Strong.
Yes. All right. So here's another question for you. And we can both relate to this. What's the hardest part about being with a DJ for you?
For me personally, okay, there's two. The one outside of the club setting is when he gets home late and I have to get up and go to work.
Mm.
I cannot stand that. Like, mm-hmm. He gets home at like 3 o'clock in the morning and I have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Agreed.
Does not work for me. The second one would be girls that are DJ groupies in the club and me having to refrain from tackling them.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. My biggest one, my main one, is safety for Nate. When he's DJing, I want to make sure that he's safe. So, like, if I'm at home, obviously I can't do anything about the fact that he's out there, but I'm waiting. Like, I have my phone turned up. I'm trying to stay awake. I'm, you know, trying to stay up, and I do work as well. And so that's hard because I don't sleep well until he's home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not saying safety in the club, that's a concern, but also, like, I know it's late and he would have already worked a full day and then he goes to DJ.
Yeah.
And so I know he's tired. And so my fear is he's going to fall asleep at the wheel or something along those lines. So for me, the safety thing is an issue, and that my lack of, you know, restful sleep.
Right.
But the groupies are an issue as well. I don't really care that much because I trust Nate 100%.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually find it funny, especially when we do, like, weddings, because, like, the older ladies will hit on him. Listen, older white ladies love them some Nate.
Oh, my God.
And they don't give a damn who's around him or who he's with.
They're like, this big chocolate man.
Oh, girl. They'll be like, I literally, and I quote, oh, you're a tall glass of water.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, bitch. Like, because, you know, Nate's 6'5".
Right.
And
right.
So, you know.
He probably gets that a lot.
Tall, dark, and handsome. You need to calm down, ma'am.
Ryan gets called, because, you know, Ryan, well, all of you don't know, but Ryan's white guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's worked at some hood-ass clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gets called white chocolate a lot. And I always find that amusing.
I'm sure Ryan is going to listen to this. So I'm sorry, Ryan. But, you know, he kind of reminds me of.
Who?
Not in a, like, an offensive way. Like, in a, like, a vanilla, is it a Vanilla Ice type of way? Just a little bit.
I'm going to.
Just a smidge.
I'm going to guess that he's probably been called that once
probably.
Or twice.
Just a smidge. Sorry, Ryan.
Not sorry.
Now, my next question for you. Have you ever considered doing an OnlyFans?
Girl. I am not going to lie. Hell yes, I consider that shit, especially with all this COVID. Like, because, you know, with modeling, I see a lot of girls and photographers that dabble in that world mm-hmm. as well. And seeing how much money they were making during this COVID crap, I'm like, put my feet all over the internet.
It's funny that you say feet, because I'm like, yo, if I could be anonymous, this little piggy, this other little piggy, you can have them all.
Right.
I would do foot stuff all day. I don't want in the face. Mm-hmm. You know, you want some hands? I'll show you. You know, is there a thing for, like, people cooking?
I think there's a thing for everything at this point. It seems.
You
want to
watch me pet my dog? Like, what are you into?
Yes.
Because I just don't want to do the face stuff. I don't want you to know it's me. I want money that you can't trace back to me in
right.
that way.
You want to keep your day job.
I want to keep my day job. And I also want to keep my, you know, privacy.
Yeah.
But, you know, feet, hey, guys, if you're into that, let me know.
Yeah, slide into those DMs. How much you want.
But, yeah, I mean, I got a Cash App.
Hey.
It's a $ for the number 4, snacks, with a Z. So, money for snacks.
I don't know mine, but
listen, we can work some shit out. I'll give you the product, and yeah, run me that money.
Yep.
But yeah, I've actually joked with my sister. I'm like, look, I do some foot stuff.
Hey, I joked with Ryan, like, I was for real joking at the time, and he was like, okay, whatever, I don't care. It's like, excuse me? Like, you're supportive of this shit? Whatever. As long as I don't see your face.
Like, if it's just shit. Feet, like, what's the problem?
Yeah. Hey.
What you do with those feet pics after the fact is none of my business.
Yep.
Mm-mm. Oh, my God. That's too funny. All right. We're about to dust the brain off, girl. All right. Dust it off. We're about to deep dive
here. Hold on. Let me take a drink. Hold on.
Now.
Okay.
Tell me your most embarrassing memory from childhood.
Oh, my. Okay. Give me a second here.
Okay. So I'll do this because I like to try to save the person that I'm interviewing. So I will give you mine.
Yeah.
So you can
give
continue.
Give me some time. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can continue to think about yours. Okay. All right. So you don't feel too much under pressure. So. We going deep here. So when I was a kid, all right, I used to go to my elementary school on the weekends because, you know, when school is out, the school was still open. Like you could walk onto campus is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
So like on the weekends, we would go there and play on the playground. you know, you're doing it Monday through Friday. You're on at recess and you're like, shit, I love this place. Right. Let's come back on Saturday or Sunday and play on the playground for an extended period of time. Because, you know, recess is like 15 minutes. Right. That's not enough time. So you're like, let me get in there and, you know, really do my thing and enjoy myself and not have any time constraints. So on the weekend, my siblings and I think it was my brother and my sister, my younger sister, we would go. And to give you some perspective on, like, time frame, I was probably around, like, 9 or 10.
Okay.
So not very old. So we're there. I really have to tell you that because what I'm about to tell you, you're going to need to know that I was a kid. So we're there and we're playing and we're there. You know, we typically go with, you know, water and just necessities. And for the fact that we were out there that young, it's so scary to me because we could have been snatched.
Oh, yes.
But I'm here to talk about it, so obviously all is well. So that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is, so we're there, and they had just built a butterfly garden. Mm-hmm. You know what that is, right? It's mm-hmm. like a little, like, garden, and then with the gazebo, and then the flowers and everything, and it's supposed to attract the butterflies. And so while we're there, and we'd been probably playing for, like, an hour and a half, little Joni had to take a shit.
Oh.
And all the bathrooms and the school are locked.
Oh.
So, yes, I indeed took a shit in the butterfly garden that hadn't even been up for 3 months at the time. And what do you do when you shit? You got to wipe your ass.
Oh, my God.
So, I'm such a lady. So, I'm like, what the fuck am I going to wipe my ass with? And there was a trash can next to the butterfly garden, and there was, like, you know, fast food, like.
Oh, my God.
During COVID, you do not want to wipe your ass with used napkins. Because we don't know if COVID can travel through your butthole.
Right.
So that's how I handled all that.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sure they thought a dog or something, some kind of animal, and they wouldn't be wrong.
You were fertilizing,
right? It's full circle.
Yeah,
you know, it's the way of life. Recycling. The circle of life.
Yeah,
yes, compost.
You were doing,
if you will,
your due diligence as
I was helping the butterflies.
Yeah,
you know, make sure that their plants was still blooming and flourishing.
No
for
chemicals,
them.
No chemicals, all natural.
Right, non-GMO. So that's my story.
Okay.
What you got? Did my shit throw you off? You still didn't think of anything?
Actually, I had two in my head, but I that just made me forget one. So
my shit cleared your mind.
It literally did. Okay. Wow. I seriously, like, just completely forgot. Okay. I know one had to do something with my sibling. Hold up.
All right. Do you want me to give you another one?
I want you to give me one more. Hold on. I got to really sit here and think now.
And I'm scared to share this one with you because it also has to do with shit.
Oh, my God. I need to be like, any shit related.
I'm, like, getting hot in here. It's getting hot. So, because we moved from Jamaica and we were living in a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom home with 5 of us, okay? And my brother was an asshole as a child and loved to take extended showers.
Oh.
So he would be in the shower for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And my mom and my dad, well, specifically my mom, I've said before that, you know, they're very frugal. And my mom, if you could be in the shower for 5 minutes, that would be ideal. Get in and get out. She reminds me of the dad off of Everybody Hates Chris. Just a little bit.
Oh, my God.
She would literally be like, turn off the water in there. So he would take extended showers and just take his sweet ass time. And around the same age, 8 or 9, I remember he was in the bathroom and being an asshole because he's one of those people, like, once he was in, it'd be like, I beat you to it. So, oh, well, type of thing. So I was probably 9. And he was in there doing God knows what. And I was, like, knocking on the door, like, banging on the door. Like, hey, I need to use the bathroom. We have 1 bathroom. I'm trying to remind you we have 1 bathroom.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm knocking on the door. I'm like, you got to hurry up. I got to use the bathroom. And he would not open the door.
Oh, no. I see where this is going.
And then there was, like, a turtle head. No. And I could feel it coming. And it was literally like a, no! Oh, it gets so much worse.
Oh, my God.
And so I didn't know what to do. And so I put my hand back there and I caught it. Because there was no stopping. It was coming whether I was ready or not.
I'm just imagining.
Like, I was stressed. Like, even talking about it right now, I have, like, PTSD. I'm, like, sweating. I'm, like, yo.
Oh, my God.
I had to catch my shit.
I don't think my stories can beat this.
You're, like, I tripped one day, and it was so embarrassing.
Yeah, like, I don't, like... I was such a little prissy bitch when I was a kid. Like, I would have, like, died before I could bring myself to do that.
Girl.
Just because I was a brat. Like,
listen, you got to do what you got to do. If you got to catch your own shit, that's what you just, that's what's going to have to happen.
I would do that now as an adult. If I
No, I now have standards.
If you can't do it.
I now have standards. Listen, one bathroom.
Oh, I probably would have found a sink or something.
You'd have rather shit in the sink?
Yes.
In the kitchen sink? That's the only sink I had.
I would have been like, oh, my mom will come.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I think that my story is like, it's probably not embarrassing to, like, it doesn't sound embarrassing, but for me, it was so traumatizing that, like, I still to this day can't. So when I was in, I want to say I was like first or second grade. So I was fairly young. We went on a field trip to the zoo. All
right.
And it was my first time going, I believe. And they had like an ostrich, like a bunch of ostriches.
Mm, mm-hmm. Those things are aggressive.
And they're big.
Mm-hmm.
And I just so happened to go on a day where the ostrich broke out.
Oh, shit.
And it chased me all around that damn zoo.
Oh, my God.
I was crying so hard.
Yeah, first of all, those things are aggressive, and that's one of my biggest fears.
And I'm terrified of ostriches now. Like, I can't.
Really?
I can't. Yeah.
Wow.
So I know that that doesn't sound very embarrassing, but like as a child screaming.
No, ostriches are crying, no. Like, look up anyone listening to this, look up some ostrich like attacks.
Yeah.
Like that shit is not like, I think they can really hurt you.
Well, mind you, I was like 3 feet tall and they right. get to be like what, like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Or some crazy
and their beaks
shit.
Are very strong. Like,
yeah.
And are they the ones that have like the talons that can like, I don't know.
They look like they got some talons. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, I know they have talons, but are they the ones that, like, use them to, like, grab and, I don't know, but, yeah.
Oh,
no,
God.
Those things can be very vicious.
Yeah.
I've seen them chase cars, so that's why I'm like,
which
oh, no.
Nice. Yeah, and it didn't catch me, thankfully.
Surprisingly.
But that's huge trauma. Huge
so trauma. Now you can't be around ostriches.
Yeah, I cannot. Or June bugs.
So you don't want any ostrich jerky?
No. No ostrich.
June bugs.
Anything. Do you know what a June bug is?
Is that a car?
No.
No, that's a dune bug.
June bugs are, they have them down here. I thought that they didn't when I first moved here because they have more up north where I'm from.
Uh-huh.
So they're those little like brown crunchy bugs that come out
yes.
at night and fly
yes.
around the lights.
Yes, yes, yes.
When I was a kid, I was jumping on the trampoline with my friend and you know how big my hair is.
Yeah,
well,
they got caught in your hair.
As a kid, it was like down in my butt.
Oh.
It got caught in my hair and was just buzzing.
In your hair?
For a very extended period of time. So, like, I will cry if a June bug touches me at 32 years old.
Okay. So, I'm going to tell you another gross story. So, this is just going to be, you know, Joni's podcast of telling you about gross shit that happened to her. So, living in Florida, we all know that the weather and the hurricanes and the, you know, during the summer, it's just a fucking mess. You got a lot, like, rain every day. Like clockwork. And I can't remember if I was around, I was a teenager, maybe like 13. And I remember at the time I was sharing a room with my sister, my younger sister, and we were sleeping, and it was during rainy season, and I woke up screaming my head off. I was in excruciating pain, and I couldn't figure out why. And I'd be in excruciating pain, and then it would stop. And then I would be in excruciating pain, and then it would stop. And it sounded like something was in my head.
Oh.
And it was like scratching in my head. what do they call them? What is a palmetto bug?
Shut up.
Palmetto bug. Got into our house because it was rainy season, and it crawled in somehow. And if you don't know what a palmetto bug is, Google it. It looks like a cockroach, but it's not as big as a cockroach. But it's big enough to crawl into your ear.
Oh, hell no. No.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
It fucking crawled into my ear.
Now I'm never going to sleep again.
It crawled into my left ear.
Oh, my God.
And every time it would move,
no,
the legs would claw at my eardrum.
I'm going to cry. No.
It was the worst pain I've ever fucking felt.
Shut up.
Probably till this day.
Oh my God. So what? Did you have to go to the doctor?
My mom, I screamed and I went to my mom's door and I was banging. I'm like, something's happening. I don't know. I'm in pain. It's like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Oh my God.
She packs me up and I remember her driving and I'm like, drive faster. Like, I was yelling at her because my mom is definitely doing the speed limit. Like, she don't give a fuck. She's like, oh, you lost a leg? So the speed limit is 35. But I remember yelling at her to drive faster. So we get to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
And then, of course, it's a bunch of people that had to hold me down. And they take a tweezer and they pull this motherfucker out of my ears. And they're like, do you want to see it? I did end up seeing it.
No.
But I'm like, yeah.
No.
Girl.
I can't.
Worst pain I think I've ever felt in my life.
I'm moving. Like, that is so terrifying to me. I'm so terrified of something crawling either in my nose or, like, in my mouth.
Yeah. The bug in the ear is the height of pain.
I said in my nose. In my ear or in my mouth?
Well, I don't want it in my nose either.
Oh my God. No orifice, please.
Oh, my God. So, on that note, I'm going to let you get your composure,
I need a moment.
We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back. We are in the middle of a Q&A, and you might be getting more than you bargained for. So, let's jump right into the next question, Brittany Brown. And I call you Brittany. Like, I know you go by, like, Brit and all this, and I'm like, I like Brittany.
People, I feel like, equally call me each nickname. Like, I don't have a preference or anything.
I was like, she's probably like, bitch, that's my government name.
Nah, I don't care.
All right, so next question. What do you find is the biggest turnoff in the opposite sex?
Oh, there's so many things. okay, I guess, can we narrow it down a little?
I have 2 subsections, so thank you for...
Perfect.
So mentally, what do you find is the biggest turnoff?
Stupid guys, honestly. Like, if I can't sit and hold a meaningful conversation with you, like, if you don't understand what I'm talking about or the words that I'm using or just can't talk about anything, like, with any substance.
And listen, she's, like, trying to be, like, you need to be intelligent.
Right. Listen, I'm on my 3rd margarita, so fuck you.
Yeah, we literally, during the break, went and made another drink, so.
But when I'm sober, if you can't keep up with me in the conversation, I can't mess with you. Like, I can't do dumb.
Well, the other side of that as well is if you try to come off that you are intelligent and you use words incorrectly.
Yes. Like I just did.
Okay. I didn't mean to do that.
But that's a good segue into that.
i.e.
the example that I just gave you on purpose.
We queued that up just for this purpose of this example.
Yeah. So you're welcome.
No, I mean, you know, like men that use, men, women, anybody that uses like words, large words just because they're big.
Yeah.
And you're like, first of all, you didn't even use that right. Yeah. So I'm gonna need for you to relax.
And I have to add in another one. Guys who feel entitled, like doctor, people, guys who have like a higher status, like doctors, yes, professional athletes, right, people like that, like how they feel entitled or get offended if I'm not interested, right, like that's going to,
like, do you know who I am?
Right. Like, I don't give a fuck who you are. Right. Sorry.
Right. I know people with doctorates or alleged doctorates. Right?
I almost have mine, okay?
That are not that intelligent.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
yeah, I don't, like I just said, I almost have mine and you heard my vocabulary.
I mean, and that's not to say... like, I respect people with their doctorates for the most part until proven otherwise.
Right. You can be mentally, like, or I guess... IQ-wise intelligent, mm-hmm, but not necessarily intelligent when it comes to, like, social.
Oh, and typically, it well, no, I wouldn't say typically, because I'm just, you know, spewing non-facts. Like I said, you don't come here for the facts, you come here for some facts. But there are people that are book smart, and there are people that are street smart, mm-hmm, and then there are people that are both.
Or not either.
You know, you have really smart people that are just like socially, I'm trying to find a PC word to use, because I'm thinking in this day and age, in the 90s, it might have been appropriate to use.
Yeah,
you already know where I'm going. But
socially
now.
Socially challenged people.
Even, I don't know, somebody going to get offended even by that. What you trying to say? So, yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. So, that was the mental side.
Okay.
For me, I said that, you know, immaturity and not having any aspirations, any goals.
Oh, yeah. Laziness.
Just content with mediocrity.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, like, I've said this before. I said this actually about my ex, mm-hmm, in a previous episode. And I'm not saying that, you know, working as a waitress or working in retail, because I've done both of those things.
Right, same.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. However, he had still that high school mentality.
Mm-hmm.
So he would have been completely content with making $7 an hour, 40 hours a week, not planning to go to school or doing anything with himself. For me, that didn't work,
mm-hmm,
because where I want to own things.
Right.
I want to own a home. Guess what? I can't do that with $7 an hour.
Right.
I want to own my car. I want to be able to have financial freedom. I want to be able to go back to school and have higher education and things like that. And that just didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is my opinion and this is my views and this is my feelings. So if that, you know, my parents don't have college educations and that's okay for them. And they've built a beautiful life,
mm-hmm,
even though they don't have those things. My dad is street smart, and that's worked for him. He's retired now, and he worked a grocery job for his majority of his life in America,
mm-hmm,
and he's since retired from there, and he's built a life for himself as with my mom. So that works for them. So this is in no way speaking down on it,
right,
but that doesn't work for me in the things I want to do. And yes, even with what they've done, they've been able to buy a house,
mm-hmm,
and own their vehicles, and they travel back to Jamaica every, right, year, and they're actually building a house in Jamaica. So I'm not saying you can't be successful with that,
right,
but I want different things and, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Yep.
So for me, as I said, this is my turn off and that's what I feel. So moving on to physically.
Oh, whew. Gotta no dick pics. Get a little shallow here. Physically, I automatically know my biggest turn. Well, okay. I got one for real one and one that's like kind of funny / serious. So
okay.
The for real one that I just can't do are messed up teeth. Girl,
what? Did you look at my paper?
I apologize if your teeth aren't perfect. Mine, I have had braces, but even mine aren't perfect. But I just can't. Like, I like to look at people's mouths and their teeth.
So no snaggle teeth?
No snaggle teeth. Like, I don't want to look at your mouth and think, oh, it's not going to get caught on something. Like,
it's going to tear up my puss.
Yeah. Safety hazard. But no, like, that's something that's always been huge for me. Or, like, even more so the hygiene aspect. Like, if you got some yellow ass teeth,
you probably got some schmegma.
And
do you know what that is?
I don't.
Do you know what that is?
In my head, I think I know what that is.
Because I don't want to give you, like, the bootleg definition. So I'm going to get on Google as we're recording this podcast. Schmegma. If anyone ever looked at my fucking Google, they would think I'm a psycho. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
I would not take a sip of your drink while I say this because you will spit it all over yourself.
Oh my God.
Schmegma.
Schmegma.
It's a noun.
Okay.
A sebaceous secretion in the folds of the skin, especially under a man's foreskin.
Jesus Christ.
So it's a lint trap for your dick.
It's like dick cheese.
Yes.
Ew. I can't.
Scrape that out and put it on a bagel.
I'm going to throw up.
So maybe I'll add that on physically. No schmegma.
Yeah, that's a hard.
And if you get offended by the schmegma, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not. Like, go get your shit together.
Take your cheese elsewhere.
Right. Don't even listen to this podcast. We don't want you.
So, also said teeth. Teeth, breath, and unibrows.
Unibrows, it depends for me. I've seen people with blonde ones that didn't bother me too bad.
Every time I think about a unibrow, now I know nothing about sports. I've said that before. Don't care about it. I hate it. Just don't talk to me about it. But the one guy that's in the NBA with the unibrows, I'm going to Google that while I'm here because I don't know his name. Unibrow NBA. That's what I'm putting in. Anthony Davis.
Let me see.
He has a unibrow for the ages.
Oh, my. Oh. Okay. That's gotta go.
Definitely not blonde.
Wait, you said NBA?
NBA.
So he has money to get that wax.
Yes. And he's like, this is my thing. And you're gonna love it.
No. No. That shouldn't be anybody's thing. No.
He is committed. He's had it for, it looks like a bird. Like flying away.
It looks like a joke. Like they photoshopped that on there
for fun. No, he's with it. And I'm sure there are women out there that are all over that shit.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, we're not eyebrow shaming. A nice little pluck an arch might do. But there's, listen, we talked about the fact that you got feet people. And you got dick cheese people. Swiss cheese people. Like,
this brings up, so this is a total, like...
Okay, I was about to say, I'm scared if that just topic brought something up to
it
you.
It did, but it's a topic that I feel like people will relate to because they've probably heard about it. So, have you heard about the shit in the media right now with, what's his name that plays for the Browns?
Need I remind you, I know nothing about sports.
His name is, oh, he's really well known. I just brought it up yesterday. Okay, so while I'm trying to figure that out.
Start talking and I'm Googling.
Okay.
Browns what?
He is into, allegedly, getting shit on.
Some people are into that.
And
have you seen Two Girls, One Cup?
Girl, Ryan showed that to me and
I put Browns shit in Google. I don't even know if that's going to take me anywhere. I'm scared.
It probably will. It probably will. Like, because it's apparently a big deal. So apparently this person, and it's someone that, like, most people know, I've been drinking. I can't think right now. Sorry. But anyway, he apparently was hooking up with, I think it was Chief Keef's baby mama.
Oh, okay.
And asked her to send him a video of her shitting. First off, a little foreplay, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told her not to shower for 24 hours while he flew her to see him.
First of all, First of all, Odell Beckham Jr. No. Allegedly told Chief Keef's baby mama to shit on him. I know who Odell Beckham Jr. is. They also said that he was like gay. Like, there's always something going around.
I think he might just be like a crazy freak, from what it sounds like. That's into some like legit. Like, when you say he's nasty, like, it's not even like in a good way. Like, the dude is nasty. Like, he likes some nasty. He wants you to show up nasty.
Listen. All she need to do is eat some Chipotle. Because listen, them Chipotle shits.
Oh, no.
I can't even do Chipotle anymore because that... And I'm not talking about shit on Chipotle. Chipotle's fine. Listen, I love Chipotle. That's the problem. I love Chipotle, but Chipotle don't love me.
Oh. Yeah, I've only had Chipotle one time.
You didn't like it?
I wasn't a fan. And the funny thing is, and I meant to bring this up
to you. You gotta get good stuff, though.
And I don't even remember what I got. But somebody sent me a gift card for Chipotle for my birthday, and I was going to ask you if you
want it. I mean, Nate loves it. I'll take it. At least give it to me. His birthday's next month. I'll be like, here, happy birthday.
Remind me.
Yes. Nate, don't listen to this.
Yeah.
It was from me.
It was a joke.
All right. So my next question is, what is your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, so I have a lot of them because I'm just petty. But the thing that I probably just can't handle would be, on a serious note, would be lying. People who aren't straight with me, like, I can't mess with them. Like, I'm very blunt and I expect the same back. On a not serious level, chewing with your mouth open and like smacking your food or smacking anything in your mouth. Like, I can't, mouth noises.
So freak me out. No ASMR for you.
No. Oh God. It's like torture.
Who wants to hear me slurp this margarita?
I think I have that disorder where like I can't hear.
Yeah. Some people actually have
mouth
that.
Noises. I watched a True Life episode today when I was getting
True
ready.
True Life? Like from MTV?
Yes.
Is it like on YouTube?
No, it's on that Pluto or one of those apps I was telling you about.
Oh, okay.
On the Fire Stick.
Yeah. We won't talk about it on here because I think that's supposed to not be like good.
Oh, right? Yeah. Well, Pluto's legal.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was on an app called Pluto.
I'm like, what you talking about? I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's highly recommend. Old school.
Okay. I actually loved True Life.
Oh my God, it's my favorite.
Need to bring it back, MTV. Please and thank you.
Yes.
Also Girl Code, that'd be great. Would really appreciate that.
Oh, so funny.
And you know what? This is not an MTV. I just realized this is so random. And it's not because I'm like, I love babies and I'm obsessed with babies. Let me just preface this with that. A Baby Story used to be on TLC. And I used to love watching that. It was around that same time that those other shows were on.
I don't think I've seen that.
It's just the whole story about somebody getting pregnant and delivering. And it's just very real. So I'm like you want to see what happens during all that. And they don't, used to be on TLC. They don't play it anymore.
Huh. Yeah, I've never seen that.
It's called A Baby Story.
A Baby Story.
So I used to like those, but good TV is gone. You know what I watched recently? And this is totally off topic. All the Rugrats movies.
I love, like, I saw those in theater. I had the little watches that Nickelodeon sold.
Girl, I watched it like 2 weeks ago. And I am turning 34 in about a week.
Oh my gosh.
So don't judge me. But I loved it. It was very nostalgic for me.
Yeah.
It was very nostalgic for me. And it was still funny.
I love all the old cartoons, like on the same app. They were playing the other day. I watched Rugrats, Hey Arnold.
Love Hey Arnold.
All Real Monsters was on.
Yes, loved Real Monsters.
Doug. Oh,
yes, I love Doug. Rocko's Modern Life.
Yes.
It wasn't on the same Nickelodeon, but like Recess.
I loved Recess.
You know what one that people probably don't remember? The Gargoyles.
I did.
Do you remember
that?
Gargoyles?
Yes.
I'm like, yo, they need to bring all that shit back.
They had such good TV back then.
One of the things, and I know somebody gonna hear this and like steal the idea or whatever, but honestly, if it's done right, I don't care. They need to do, like, you know how you have Marvel and all that stuff? Uh-huh. They need to do a Captain Planet reboot.
Oh my God, yes. Yes.
Seriously. They Captain need Planet. To do a Captain Planet reboot. That shit would be, like, in the movies. Like, I need a real 2-hour movie. Like, I would go and see that shit.
Yes, absolutely.
Nate and I were talking about it, and we were saying, like, all, you know, earth, wind, water, da da da. I was like, what the fuck would heart be? Like, because heart was the lamest one.
I always liked water.
He's like, a heart. What the fuck is that? Like, you're just going to run up to them and give them a hug? God, too funny. So, all right, next question. We've talked about the fact that I may have ADD, but you said you know that you
do. Yeah, I have been diagnosed with it.
Definitely probably have ADD.
I would say you probably do. From a mental health professional standpoint, I would definitely say.
But you know, it's bode well for me.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, a lot of people have it, like, that don't even realize that they have
it. I definitely think I have it. But as I said, it's bode well for me.
Yeah.
Like, even being able to carry on these random ass conversations and the fact that I've named this fucking podcast Mixed Babble, it works.
It does.
We don't have too much of a lull because of that.
No. And like me, you would be having awkward pauses all the time. Because you saw how quickly I lose my train.
In your defense, I did throw shit at you.
Yeah. If I have to think too hard, then I'm going to struggle.
I did talk about the time I shit in a butterfly garden. So that would probably throw most people off.
That was pretty funny, though.
I know our significant others are going to listen to this, and because they have no idea what we're talking about right now. And I can only imagine they're probably going to be doing a side eye. At least to me.
So proud.
All right. So here we go. Living with a partner before marriage, yay or nay?
I got to say yay.
And why?
Because I'm doing it.
You're shacking up?
I'm shacking up. Have been for the past almost 7 years now.
Okay.
Yeah. About 6.5 years.
What do you think are the pros of doing that?
Well, my situation was weird because I had never lived with a significant other before.
All right.
So this was my first
time. Okay. Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. but he had moved away out of state and moved back, and you know, it's hard to find an apartment in Florida.
So is that a convenience? You're like, hey, come to Florida.
Yeah, so he came and stayed with me in my little teeny ass one bedroom apartment.
Okay.
With me and my German Shepherd, and that was fucking terrible. But we learned a lot about each other really fast.
I bet.
And like learned our boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I think like the only downside to it is that now that we're getting ready to get married, we're just so used to already living that mm-hmm. life that it's like nothing different for us.
Right.
It's just like a party that we're throwing in the middle of our relationship.
Exactly. I get it. No, because that's what we did.
Yeah.
That's what we did. We had already lived together for over 4 years probably over 5 years. We got together in 2010, got engaged in 2015, didn't get married till 2016. So we were together almost six years when we actually got married.
Okay.
So same. I get it. Yeah. I get it.
And I highly recommend, because I feel like, and this is just me, and it obviously is unconventional for people who believe, you know, mm-hmm, marriage
absolutely.
Before.
Yeah.
But I personally need to live with someone before I agree to do it for the rest of my life.
So, okay. So coming from parents that are very religious, they are the, you know, you stay home and you get married from home and then you go live with your spouse. Mm-hmm. Like my parents wasn't about, like, even if I was 25 living at home, my boyfriend coming and staying. They mm-hmm. just wasn't going to be with it, which is why I didn't live at home.
Right.
So, they're very, very religious. However, and when I give this answer, I'm also trying to think of it from the perspective of when I have future children, if I'm going to have the same energy that I have now about me doing it. Because it's okay when you do it, but then you,
right.
you know, because in the words of my dad, do as I say, not as I do.
I was getting ready to say that exact same
thing. Do as I say, not as I do. So there's that. However, I cannot say that I see the benefit to not living with someone before you're married.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see some shit when you're married. Listen, in my wedding vows, I had to say to Nate, like, in my fucking vows, that I'm going to try to not get mad that he leaves fucking lights on. If he goes in the guest bedroom for 2 seconds, he leaves that damn light on.
Oh, yes.
You can literally follow the path of Nate through the house.
Yep.
Because the lights will be on everywhere he's gone. Yes. He does not fucking turn them off. And then he has the audacity. Now, this is a rant, so get over it. But he has the audacity to say, well, I've changed all the light bulbs to LED lights. So it only is 1 cent per year. I was like, who the fuck told you that? Do you understand what I deal with him? He's like, it's only 1 cent if you were to leave this on all year. I was like, what the fuck? Then why the fuck my fucking FPL bill?
Why are we paying like $200 a month?
Right. Why my FPL bill so damn high? And for those of you guys out of state, FPL is Florida Power and Light.
Yeah.
So why does bill so damn high? If it your LEDs are only 1 cent each. Lies. We've been having this argument since the beginning of our relationship. Even before we got together. I remember I was at his home before we moved in together. And I remember I was sitting on the couch. And this was during the time I said in the last episode with him that I was going over there and doing my schoolwork in our origin story. And I was sitting on the couch watching TV, and he was in his bedroom doing whatever the hell he was doing. And when he came out of there, he left the light on. And I remember being on the couch and being like, because he came back out and was sitting next to me. I'm like, you just going to leave the light on in the room? Like, he should have known. And I wasn't even his girlfriend. He should have known that shit, that's a pet peeve of mine.
Oh, no.
Like, why is a light on if you don't fucking need it? We literally have a light. We have bedside table lamps. Uh-huh. And then we have the fan lamp in our room. He turns them both on.
Oh, my gosh.
One or the other. Why both?
I can so relate.
And then he leaves the bathroom light on, the closet light on. Like, I could go on, but I won't bore you with that. So, I think I've answered my pet peeve. That actually wasn't even my fucking answer.
So, lights.
Fucking lights. Fucking lights. No, my pet peeve was fake people.
Yeah.
I don't like fake people. Mm-mm. People.
And that goes for everybody, not even just like a relationship standpoint. Like,
yeah.
Friendship, family, anybody. Yes. I'm interacting with.
Exactly. Exactly. Especially if you're like, I hate that person. And then you're like, oh my God, we need to hang out.
Yeah, I'm so happy to see you.
Yeah, exactly.
If you hate me, act like you hate me.
I want to know where I stand with you. Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, we can be cordial, but don't be like, hey, we got to hang out.
We don't need to hug.
So one of the things that I don't like, we're still on the pet peeve topic for me. One of the things I don't like is friendships that don't happen organically.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my God, this is going to sound terrible. I know it, which is why I kind of say it as a disclaimer. But some people gravitate to me and they want to hang out like first time we meet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know you. First of all, you, Brittany, know I'm very paranoid.
Which is not a bad thing.
I'm glad that you said that because Nate thinks I'm fucking crazy.
No, I understand.
But when people are like, oh my God, we have to hang out. Let's go do nails. Let's go do this. And when people don't allow relationships to happen organically, I'm like, you need to back the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know you.
Yeah.
And it actually makes me uncomfortable because I'll be like, okay, like, yeah, I'll get back to you. And then you'll never fucking hear from me again. But I don't, when people force friendships, I'm like, oh my God, we have to be friends. Like,
yeah.
Like when you cling to me, I don't like clingy people.
I hate clingy people.
Because like, I feel like in a way our friendship has kind of just kind of taken its like own path. Yeah. Like we haven't been like, I don't know, bothering each other or stressing each other. Like when you text me, I'm not like, oh my God, Brittany's texting me.
Here she is again.
Yeah. But when people are like super clingy, I'm just like, I can't with it. Like it makes me uneasy.
Yeah, same. I'm a low maintenance friend. Like
exactly.
Like I'm okay with you just like, I don't know, touching base every few months.
I have friends. I would have people that I consider close friends that I don't talk to. Like, we'll send memes all day mm-hmm. to each other. But we may talk once every 9 to 12 months. And we'll go out to dinner. And we'll catch up on everything that's happened. And I literally joke with them. I'll be like, all right, so same time in 9 months?
Right, yeah. No, I do too. What my best friend, like from childhood, her mm-hmm. name is Andrea. We don't get to see each other a lot because she has a family now and lives, you know, back in Missouri and everything. But we still, every time we talk, mm-hmm. Just kind of like picking up where you left off and just making sure everything's good and right. talk to you again in a few months.
Exactly. All right. So I have two questions here. I won't spend too much time on this one because the next one is a good one.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. Do you believe in horoscopes?
I do. And the reason is because mine are always really accurate and like seem to like play true to my life. Mm-hmm. Which I know that they're made to be that way, but I guess deep down I know they're not real, but it like is just kind of fun to act like they can relate to you.
All right.
So yeah, I like reading into horoscopes.
What's your sign?
Virgo.
I'm a Virgo as well. Which was probably why we're both celebrating our birthday today.
Yeah, and people tend to not like Virgos so much because we're so over analytical.
Yes, but see, the thing is, I was reading just for fun the other day because I like swear off horoscopes because I'm really? Like, yeah, I'm like, I don't believe the shit. This shit is bullshit, whatever. But I was reading it the other day just for the fact of like, I'm going to prove that this shit is bullshit. And I was reading it and some of it was true because mm-hmm. I was reading it aloud to Nate and he's like, yeah, that's definitely you. And I was like, shut up. So, but then there was a part where he's like, oh, yeah, that's definitely not you. Like, that doesn't even make any sense. So, there was a part that said, I don't know. I can't remember what the fuck it said, but it was completely wrong. But I just think it's funny that people try to use their sign as an excuse for their bad behavior or their shitty, that like, personality.
I don't like that. Like, oh, it's the Virgo. In
right.
Me. No, I'm just a bitch.
However, so yesterday I was talking to somebody. Somehow this topic came up and we were talking about horoscopes and they were like, well, what's your moon sign? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And they're like, well, your moon sign. So your main sign as Virgo is what you are. But then your moon sign is like the time that you were born and all that shit.
I have no idea what my moon sign
exactly. is. Exactly. So I'm like, I'd never heard of it. So I looked it up and I think I'm Scorpio. And when I read it, so your moon sign, based on what this person told me, not that I've looked it up, so don't quote me. This is secondhand information. They were like, so your moon sign is essentially like what you truly are, but the side like you don't really show people. Okay. And so I was like, oh, okay, this is getting deep. And so I looked it up and I was like, oh, yeah, that is. Because I think it said like you're aggressive and you're this and you're that. And I was like, oh, that is me. Like, okay. So like I could see that. But I was like, I don't know, but I think it said Scorpio. I think because I remember it was like an S and there was like the, what is it? The scorpion?
Uh-huh.
Obviously Scorpio. And so I was like, okay, I think my moon sign, my moon, whatever, is Scorpio. So you should look into that. You got to know your time that you were born and all that shit.
Yeah, I don't know what that one is.
So with that in mind, would you ever go to a psychic?
So I personally, if it were me all alone on this planet without my family, I would totally go to a psychic just to experience it. I think it's interesting, especially being in the behavioral health field because, you know, in that field, you're trained to read people's body language and, you know, how their affect, if it's matching what they're saying. And so you're used to analyzing people. And so I find psychics interesting because I know that they play off a lot of that.
So you don't believe that they're real?
I personally haven't had any experiences, so I don't.
Okay.
I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. I haven't seen it. It would be cool if it's real. But I do know my family also being very religious and from the Bible Belt is very against
that. I was about to say, when you said if your parents weren't here, what does that actually mean?
Yeah. Okay. Because my mom has flat out said, you know, that is something that she is very against. So I, out of respect.
Yeah, my parents are the same way. But can I tell you a fun little story?
Yes.
I know we're running a little longer than typical, but deal with it. I can do what
it's
I want.
It's our birthday.
I can do what I want. So, I believe that as well, wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. Like, I know what you're saying. However, I myself have had, like, psychic instances. Mm-hmm. I can't control it. And it just happens. And it's not instincts. And I'm going to tell you that, and I'm going to tell you why. So a couple, well, I was younger. Not a couple years ago. Okay. So to preface all of this, my mom, my family, because they're Jamaican. I don't know if there's any other Jamaican people out there, but my family always says, the other day. The other day could be 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It was the other day. It wasn't yesterday. It was the other day, even if it's been years.
Right.
So you got to get used to that. When I said, oh, the other day, I was going to say, oh, the other day when I was younger. So to give you some idea, I was probably 15, mm-hmm. and I was in high school. And my mom had gone back to Jamaica. I want to say I might have been 14 because my baby sister was like fresh out the womb. She was born when the summer before I started high school. Mm-hmm. So my mom had taken her with her to Jamaica because she's not going to leave a newborn with just my dad and some tween kids, right. You know, or young teenagers. So she took the baby. And when they went to Jamaica, because someone had passed in the family and she went to a funeral, she could not locate her green card to come back into the States.
Oh, wow.
And they would not allow her to enter back into the States, even though she had lived here for X amount of years, had a home that mm-hmm. she purchased, and had a job that she worked legally and all the things. We weren't citizens at the time. So she could not enter back into the States. And I remember my dad tearing up the house looking for her green card. Could not fucking find it. And after about, like, she was supposed to be coming back. She needed to go back to work. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just not be back at work when you're supposed to be back at work.
Right.
Your PTO is only approved for a certain amount of time, right? So she's like, I have to hurry up and get back before I lose my job. And it had already been, like, a couple days that we had been looking for the stuff. Well, my dad at least. And it got to the point where my dad's like, none of y'all kids are going to school until we find this damn green card.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, bro. And I told you guys before that I was very much a homebody. My parents didn't let me do anything. So school was the spot that I went to be social. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'd be damned if I'm gonna be up in this house with y'all looking for some damn green card when I could be at school seeing my friends. So there was, you know, some fire under me to find this fucking green card. And frankly, she didn't even know if it was in the house or if she lost it when she went to Jamaica.
Oh, my God.
So we are looking for something that may not even be in the damn house. So when my dad say, y'all ass is going to be home till you and you're not going back to school until you find the shit. We were like, man, exactly. So I'm on the phone with my mom while she's in Jamaica. And as I'm talking to her, all my stories today seem to deal with me in the bathroom. So I was sitting on
There's
the toilet.
Something new about you every day, Joni.
I was sitting on the toilet in the bathroom talking to my mom on the phone. Yes, the same bathroom that I shit in my hand. So I'm on the toilet. We can go right past this part.
Not shitting in your hand.
Not shitting in my hand. This time I'm actually on the shitter. And I'm on the toilet. I'm talking to my mom on the phone. And I have a vision. And I literally said to my mom, and my mom will tell you exactly how this conversation went. Because she'll tell you, she said, even till this day, she's like, I just remember you saying, I'm going to call you right back. And 2 minutes later, I called her back. And I said, I found your card. So let me tell you what happened. I had a vision, and I got off the phone with her, and I finished what I was doing in the bathroom, washed my hands, and I walked into my parents' bedroom, and for you young folks that might not know this, back in the day, there was like a Rolodex thing that kept, it wasn't for the business cards, it was for like floppy disks.
Oh, yeah.
So my mom had gone to a vocational school to be a legal secretary, so they used sloppy disks.
They could go by that too.
Floppy discs, which are not floppy.
At all.
Yeah. So they're, I don't even know how you would even explain that. They're a little bit bigger than a deck of cards, but not as thick as a deck of cards, but as far as like width and height-ish. Mm-hmm. And you kept them in this kind of thing. I don't fucking know. Google it. For you young folks, Google it. You older folks know what I'm talking about. So she had a thing full of discs that probably had 20 to 30 discs in it. Mm-hmm. And would I tell you, she didn't have it on her dresser. She had it in a cabinet, like in her dresser, because her dresser had like drawers, but also like cabinets that you could like put books and shit. It was weird. Okay. And I remember walking right into her room, opening the cabinet, pulling out the discs. And mind you, Jamaican parents don't play about you going through their shit. So you can argue that, you've been in their room a million times. No, my parents did not let you go through their shit. So I opened the cabinet, pulled out the thing, went right to the spot where it was and moved them, separated it, like, you know, pulled them the two apart. Mm-hmm. And right in between the ones I pulled apart was her green card.
Oh, my God.
And I called my mom back and I was like, I found your card.
I believe it. I believe it.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah. And I believe it because, and I'm not going to, I'll tell you the examples off. Uh-huh. Off the record, just because if anyone that's listening and they know about the situations. But my mom being against, you know, our family being against psychics and stuff, uh-huh, for religious reasons, that's a weird trait that her side of the family has. But in dreams. Mm. So one example that I can give on the air would be when my brother wrecked. He wrecked and broke his neck and almost died.
Wow.
And she knew that something happened with him before she got the call.
Wow.
Because my dad actually originally got called to that wreck. Mm-hmm. But she knew something was up. Like she said, she just all of a sudden got this terrible feeling, mm-hmm, over her and knew something was wrong. Mm-hmm. And then the phone rang. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
But it's happened with my mom, my grandma, my, mm-hmm, aunt, myself. Mm-hmm. All dream form. All super creepy. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's just, mm-hmm, real.
It is, like, real.
It's real.
It happened to me. It happened to me another time. This time is not so, like, crazy. My mom, she had a Cosmopolitan. And my mom's very, like, as I told you, religious. Uh-huh. But for whatever reason, she must have bought this Cosmopolitan not knowing what the fuck it was. And I remember it vividly. It was a girl with brown hair from the like 90s, long hair, and it was a yellow cover. Uh-huh. And me as a little girl was just like infatuated with like, oh my God, they're wearing makeup and they're looking pretty and da da da. My mom was like, do not look in that thing, you know, don't read it. Every time she would catch me with it, because I would always, like, snatch it out of her room. Uh-huh. And, again, I know I said I don't really go in their room, but if I happened to see it, I would take it and go try to read it. And it was only one magazine. Like, how many times are you going to read that one damn magazine? But I would read this fucking magazine, and she would always find it and take it. And the other time that this happened was one of those times she saw that I had it, and she took it, and she hid it, and I had a vision of exactly where it was.
Listen, next time I lose something.
I knew exactly where it was in my vision.
Oh my God.
And I went and I found it.
That's so crazy.
That was the only time right now that I can remember that I actually did that.
It's like that show, That's So Raven. Did you ever watch that on Disney Channel?
Yeah.
Where she would have her premonition.
Well, you know what's crazy? This one, you're going to be like, what the fuck? And my sister can actually vouch for this. When it was like a week before Aaliyah died, mm-hmm, I actually said to her, wouldn't it be crazy if Aaliyah died?
Oh my gosh. Don't say that too loud on air.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Wow.
No, the reason why I'm saying it on air is because I was the biggest Aaliyah fan.
Were you really?
I was a huge,
aww,
Aaliyah fan.
See, I was, like, I liked her, but I wasn't, like.
But I think you were kind of a little bit younger.
Yeah.
I think you were a little bit younger, because I'm a couple years older than you.
Yeah.
And so, like, definitely. I was deep in to, like, I loved Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. Like, my entire room was plastered with posters. Oh, wow. Not just of her, but, like, I had my TLC and my, girl, Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
Now, I don't care about him. But, not that I don't care, like, he's cool, whatever.
Back in the NSYNC
days. But NSYNC days when he had the ramen noodle hair, that was my jam.
Same.
I loved me some Justin Timberlake. But I digress. I was obsessed with Aaliyah. Loved her. Loved everything about her. Loved all her music. So the fact that that thought even came into my mind was so weird and random. And I'm telling you, I had hundreds of pictures on my wall of, like, all the artists that I love. And just for whatever reason, I'm laying on my bed one day and I looked up and I saw her picture and I was like, wouldn't it be crazy if Aaliyah, because I told you I shared a room with my sister. Mm-hmm. I was like, wouldn't it be crazy if Aaliyah died 1 week later? She had the plane crash. And I till this day, I'm still like, damn, like devastated. But for whatever reason now, and the thing is, like I said, I can't control it.
Yeah.
Like, it happens and I don't know why or when. And sometimes it happens and I'm like, I just put it out of my brain because I'm like, it's probably nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I typically say it to somebody so that they can be like,
a witness.
Yeah. Like, you know, it happened.
Yes.
So that I don't sound fucking batshit crazy and get Baker acted.
I do the same thing. Or like when I was not working a lot when COVID first happened,
mm-hmm.
I had this super detailed dream that I was pregnant.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And, like, it was so detailed. Like, it was a boy. And, like, I could, like, tell someone how to draw what it looked like. It was so real.
Mm-hmm.
And so I woke up and told Ryan about it. And I was like, I don't know what this means. Like, but I'm just telling you in case, like, I just so happened. Which, obviously.
Right.
I wasn't. But, and I still don't know what the hell the purpose of that dream was.
Well, you know, a lot of dreams are weird, too. Because, like, they never really allegedly mean what they come to you as.
Yeah.
Because I've dreamt about snakes before and it's like new beginnings.
Yeah.
You know, so your baby might be like, I don't know, you're about to eat a fajita.
It's
like, it could just be something random
stuff. Like, because I have a friend who we went to grad school together and they do the dream mm-hmm. analysis mm-hmm. and interpretation. And like a lot of the stuff, it's like something not even related to
right.
what you're stressed out about. Or
like teeth. Jamaicans think that losing teeth means someone's going to die.
Oh, well, I do. I hope that dream a lot.
I had that dream and then my grandfather passed away.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
See, I've always like been told that like you dream about that when you're really stressed out because it's like a sign of losing control or because I have dreams
but see
like
that,
my teeth breaking
see?
Or being
it's
loose.
Just all about like where you come from, I guess. Because Jamaicans think that losing teeth means someone's going
Damn,
to pass.
I would be a hot mess if I were Jamaican because I've seriously had that dream like every time I'm super stressed out, I dream something's going on with my teeth.
Really?
Like, and it freaks me out.
But that actually makes sense. Now, I have two questions and then that's it.
Okay.
All right, because I know we're running a little long. And the boys are probably like, where the fuck are they? So we didn't really address this in the beginning of the podcast. So our significant others, Nate and Ryan, decided they did not have a choice. We decided that we were going to do a joint birthday gathering. So Brittany and Ryan are actually the first two people we've had in our house since COVID has happened. So welcome. Yes. First, and it's actually your first time here. So it's kind of cool that you're, you know, in the podcast office. So we actually set up this whole gathering and they were supposed to surprise us with birthday related things, I guess. And they did an amazing job.
They did.
So if you want to see that, I'm going to post it on my personal Instagram. I'll give all that information at the end. But they did such a good job. Like, I'm totally impressed.
Yeah.
Totally impressed.
Definitely went above and beyond.
I was actually really concerned that it wasn't going to go well. And so I was pleasantly surprised. Right. We came home from lunch and I was like, two men did this. I just want to preface all of that with that information. So.
Yes. Yeah. I was more than surprised that Ryan was even here on time. Like that.
You're like, he got here before we did. Yeah, what like, a surprise.
That
surprise
was
number one. All right. So, last two questions.
Oh my God.
You know it's bad when I giggle.
Yeah.
Did you have a hoe phase before settling down with Ryan?
Not really, honestly. And I'm being honest. And
sorry. You know, they say when people say, you know, to be honest.
Okay, well, listen, they're not being honest. I'm about to justify this. So, like, I told you that I specialize in sex therapy as well.
Did you tell me that?
Did I?
No. Nope.
Okay, well, surprise. So, like, I'm really open to talking about that topic. So, with that being said, no, but yes, I guess, because I hadn't, like, oh, God, I'm so sorry if you're listening to this, Mom. I hadn't really ever had a phase like that, but, you know, after grad school and just going through hell, I just was like, fuck it, I am going to do what I want with who I want and just see what happens. So, before this relationship, I experienced my...
You know what's funny? Because you said no, but then you're saying yes. So, you said no for Mom. Mom, shut this off right now. Come back in 5 minutes.
On a large scale, no. But, like, on a time... Like, between grad school and my relationship with Ryan, I guess, kind of...
Girl, the answer is yes.
All right, yes.
You can't be like, during this time specifically, well, that's a phase.
I didn't go and like bang like 20 dudes or something like
just
that.
Just 19.
It was just, you know, like I may or may not have had a couple of randos.
Okay.
You know, sprinkled in.
All right. Listen. Well, this wasn't my question, but since we're here, do you think that that's necessary before you settle down?
I think it depends on your circumstances. Before Ryan, I had dated a guy briefly right before Ryan. And then before that, I had a really long, drawn-out relationship mm-hmm. that was, like, together, not together, mm-hmm. really toxic. Mm-hmm. So I think it was necessary having kind of, like, a rebound from that situation mm-hmm. to get over it. Mm-hmm. What is the saying? To get over somebody.
You gotta get under somebody else. Yep.
But, you know, that person that I did that with, you know, he's a cool guy and, you know, nothing bad to say about him, but we just weren't a good match.
Right.
But I was.
He served his purpose.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for a match.
Right.
At that time. So for me personally, yeah.
But that's actually where the lines get blurred, I think. Because say you had a long-term relationship that didn't end well. And then you go right into another relationship. Or what if you wait a year and then you go into another relationship? Mm-hmm. How do you determine that that person isn't the rebound, regardless of how long that spurt of time is in between?
Yeah.
Because, you know, between my ex-husband and Nate, I had a phase mm-hmm. where I was, we'll call it dating. To keep it cute.
We'll call it speed dating.
Right. Speed dating. So I had a phase where I was dating other people. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I've put it in the past. I was dating other people. And then Nate and I started hanging out.
And I'm guessing that that was kind of an unexpected flame that was sparked.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I actually, he was needed at mm-hmm. that time. Same. Because what I was doing in between the two, my ex-husband and Nate, was not great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, going nowhere fast.
Right.
Like, girl, you need to slow down. And so Nate, in some way, in essence, kind of saved me from myself.
I've said that to Ryan before, like, because I feel like when I got out of my last long-term relationship, mm-hmm. I was in a, like, a man-eater mind frame.
Yes. Thank you for saying those words, because that's exactly what was up.
Yeah. I was, like, on a destructive
path. Yes. I didn't care who and was they, annoying. And Nate put that break on that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, reel it in.
Yep.
And we're gonna take it back. And, yeah. So I can 100% say that Nate was not a rebound.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got some things in between.
Right.
That solidified that he was not a rebound.
Right.
So I'm not going to say the whole phase is necessary, but it helps.
Well, and I think that when the relationship comes unexpectedly, mm-hmm. like those are almost the stronger relationships than like when you're younger and you're like, oh, we like to hang out, let's be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right.
And, like, it just like, it's like the universe is matching you guys.
Yeah. Whether you want it or not, yeah, this is happening.
Was not looking exactly to be in a relationship.
Exactly. I just wanted to use Nate's Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I thought Ryan was moving away to Colorado forever. Like, I literally told one of my friends, I was like, you know what, when he found me on Facebook, but
yeah,
stalked me and right, tracked me down. I was like, what's the worst that can happen? I'm never going to have to see this guy again after next week. And then here we are.
Yeah, here we are. They're planning our birthdays. Which, can we just add to the fact that we are like dressed the same unintentionally?
Yeah. We have a lot of weird similarities.
It's like, actually quite creepy.
It is very creepy.
So I pulled up to Brittany's house to pick her up today because we were going to do the joint thing. And I didn't know what I was going to wear, and I was like, okay, what am I going to wear? And I pulled this out, and I'm wearing black pants and a jean jacket, like a, what do you call these?
Like a
button-up, a jean button-up with the sleeves rolled up and everything. And I pull up with some slides on, okay? And I show up to her house, and she opens the door. She's wearing the same fucking thing.
Literally.
Same, like, jewelry, like, gold necklace. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? And we're both wearing it. Well, we knew we were going to wear her hair up.
Yeah.
But I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
It's so weird.
It's so fucking strange. But the last question, because I know we're running a little long and the boys are waiting for us. And they're probably like, where the fuck are they?
Right.
Well, we're having the gay old time in here.
This is where the party's at.
Seriously, they're probably tired of like trying to hold a conversation with each other.
Asleep.
Well, when we walked out there during the break, they were like, Ryan was like, yeah, Nate was telling me about his childhood traumas. I was like, what? Oh, God. This is how you know you're getting old. You're sharing childhood traumas on a Saturday at 8. All right, last question. Since it's our birthday celebration, what's the worst gift that you've given and the worst gift that you've received?
Oh, wow. this can be to anybody.
Anybody.
I honestly, so I pride myself in my gift-giving abilities.
Same.
So I haven't, in my opinion, given any terrible gifts. The one that like weighs on me is one year I got my dad, because he's real into like, my dad used to be on a SWAT team and was a cop, so he's real into like tactical shit.
Yes.
And so I found these like really what I thought were badass like night vision binoculars, because my dad for some reason has binoculars. He's not a creep, he's just like I don't know.
So you really don't know if he's a creep.
I hope not. But anyway, I thought, you know, these are perfect. He doesn't have night vision binoculars.
I'm going to help him in his creepery.
Yeah. So I got these damn binoculars, and they came in the mail, and they were like a toy binocular, like plastic. Shitty ass. And oh, it was no. Like the day I got it, the day of, I think it, or the day before, it was Christmas present.
Oh shit.
And I'd gotten him some other stuff too, but
was it expensive? And then it was like trash.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that expensive.
Then you get what you pay for.
Yeah, and I learned that lesson. But yeah, I was so embarrassed, and he tried to act excited, but I know they were trash. Worst present I ever got. I don't know.
You want me to let you think about it?
Yeah. What was yours?
All right. So, the worst gift, but I think I did it because I thought it was hilarious. So, at my old employer, we would have white elephant gift exchange. And there's nothing that brings me more joy than knowing that you won't know it's from me.
Oh, my God.
So, if you're listening to this right now, the year that those Kegel balls went into rotation.
Oh my God.
That was from me.
That is awesome.
And what's even better is I made sure to wrap the Kegel balls in like masculine, very beautifully wrapped paper. It was, the paper was like like that crocodile print,
uh-huh.
but it was black and gold. So it looked expensive. And then I put a nice ass gold bow on that bitch.
It
went into the rotation for the white elephant Christmas gift exchange.
Oh my God.
And so, of course, a man decided he wanted that because it looked very nicely, professionally, you know, masculine. Just everything of it was pristine. And he opened it, and it was Kegel balls. And for those of you who are listening that don't know what Kegel balls is, or are, they are balls, like they sound, that you put into your vagina, and you like kind of do like muscle clenches to kind of tighten up your puss. And they're not meant for boys.
No.
What made this story even better? Was after everything was done at the end of the workday, because I was cool with the guy that got it.
Uh-huh.
He was not happy, to say the least. But I joked with him. I was like, you know, I bought that, right? And he was like, he's like, you? Like, you know, of course, he was like, what? You? And he thought it was funny at that point because uh-huh. he was mad because that's what he ended up with. Because you want to get something halfway decent that you can actually use, right? But then he said, yo, so-and-so came over and was like, it was an older lady. Like, when I say older, she was probably, like, late 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, can I get those?
Wow.
So he said he actually gave them away.
What?
Because someone asked him for it. So if you're into that, they carried them at Walgreens.
What?
Yes. They carried them at Walgreens, top shelf, in the condom and contraceptive area.
Oh my God. Wow.
So, but that was one of my worst gifts that I've given and received. Mom, don't get mad.
Oh.
My mom, yo, till this day, she bought. I'm like, okay. We had this conversation today that I don't like scents that smell like food.
Yes.
I don't like cocoa butter. I don't even know if cocoa butter is a food thing, but it just smells too sweet or whatever. I don't like vanilla. I don't like birthday cake or pumpkin pie or any of that shit. The closest thing to a food scent that I'll do is apple. I told you that. Like apple candles.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom decided one year to buy me vanilla bean body splash. It literally had a bean on the like label. I was like, this looks like, and the spray looked like dirty water.
Oh.
And I was like, what the fuck? And of course, I'm like, you know, she put a lot of thought, and right. I was just like, yo. And nothing makes me feel worse than like when somebody like gets me something and I come off as unappreciative.
Right.
But I'm just like, and I think maybe that was the moment I knew I didn't like food smelling things. So I don't think I knew at that time. But I was like, I don't want no damn vanilla bean on anything I'm going to put on my body.
Ew.
But she has since gotten a lot better at gift giving.
Oh my gosh.
And I was young at that time. I was probably a teenager. So I was already probably an asshole. Like, what the fuck is this? And no, I did not say that to my parents because I'm, again, Jamaican.
Right. You wouldn't be here with us today.
No, I would not.
I honestly have not gotten any terrible, terrible gifts like that were on purpose. I guess the worst gift I ever got was actually from Ryan, but he did it to piss me off.
And it worked, clearly.
He came home one night, and he was like, I got you something while I was out. And he was like, I think I was on my period, and he was on a sugar run or something. And so I was like, oh, what'd you give me? He's like, I actually got you a ring. And I was like, what? And this was before we were engaged,
right,
mind you. This motherfucker got me a shit emoji ring.
Well, listen, we've talked about shit so many times on this podcast today.
This perfect ending.
It's a perfect ending.
But yeah, and I just found it yesterday when I was putting, Ryan got me two watches in a jewelry box for my birthday.
Nice.
And I was putting my new expensive, fancy, real watches in my jewelry box and stumbled across this fake ass shit emoji ring that I apparently kept from years ago.
Oh, so. It's sentimental.
Yeah. And he was all like, oh, you look kept at this shit. Like,
look at this shit.
Right. So, yeah, that's probably my worst.
That's fucking hilarious. Girl, you may be my longest. It's been an hour.
Oh, shit.
No, it's been an hour after the break.
Oh, shit.
The boys are probably so fucking pissed right now.
They're probably asleep. Like,
they're literally like on the couch cuddling with Chloe.
If you listen to this whole podcast, let Joni know, please. Like, comment on something. We'll like get you the fans only.
The only fans. We'll send you pictures of our feet, both of them.
You get the
two
first,
for one.
First product.
Two for one. Oh my God. I've never in my life, like, it's, we're an hour and a half total.
Oh,
in.
Jesus.
So thanks guys for tuning in. Yeah. I'm going to wrap this shit up because holy shit. But yo, that was fucking fun.
That was funny.
So if you want to get a hold of Brittany, how do they reach you, girl?
Best way is going to be Instagram. You can follow me on there. It's Brit, B-R-I-T-X, the letter X, brown, like the color.
All right. So that's your Instagram. And if you want to get a hold of the Mixed Babble podcast email, that's what it is. MixedBabblePodcast@gmail.com. And the Instagram is @MixedBabble. And my personal is blonde_blasian. That's blonde_BLASIAN. That is my personal account. We will be posting some of the birthday pictures from the guys and their decor. So you can follow me on there. And so, yeah, like I said, email if you have any questions, advice questions. I will address it on the podcast if you get chosen. And yeah, tune in next week, Thursday, for another episode. And as always, wear your mask and don't be an asshole. Goodbye.